Welcome back to a podcast series all about Clifton Strengths. My name is Carrie Johnson. I'm with the Learning and Organizational Development Department here at the University of Tennessee, and I'm a certified strengths coach. Today we are on part three of our four-part series where we talk about each of the four domains of Clifton Strengths. In case you've forgotten, a domain is a category that can be used to better understand yourself or your colleagues. You can use the information to learn what you're great at and how to work best with others. Today, we're talking about the relationship building domain. This domain has nine strengths associated with it, which are adaptability, connectedness, developer, empathy, harmony, includer, individualization, positivity, and relator. According to Gallup, people with these strengths can make teams stronger and more cohesive because they are the bond that holds great teams together. Without these strengths on a team, in many cases, the group is simply a composite of individuals. In contrast, individuals with these strengths have the unique ability to create groups and organizations that are much greater than the sum of their parts. These individuals bring a group together, whether it's by keeping distractions at bay or keeping the collective energy high, and can transform a group of individuals into a team capable of carrying out complex projects and goals. One of those people includes Katie Wiley, who's the Assistant Director for Employer Development with the Center for Career Development and Academic Exploration. Katie is here with us today to talk about and answer a few questions with the relationship building domain of Clifton Strengths. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Great. Well, we will get started and jump right in. We so appreciate having you. And so we want to just kind of get started by asking you to tell us a little bit of your background with Clifton Strengths.
Yeah, thanks for that question. I took my first Clifton Strengths test back in 2016 when I actually did a practica with the Office of Orientation and Family Programs. I don't think they're called that anymore, but I did have my first interaction with Clifton Strengths then, and then loved it so much that I applied, trained, and served as part of the campus-wide Clifton Strengths team starting in October of 2018 to the present. And like you said, I currently work in the Center for Career Development, which is housed within the Division of Student Success. And we place a heavy emphasis on knowing and growing strengths so that we then can pass that on to students.
Awesome. We're so glad for that. When you are looking at your top five Clifton strengths, you personally have two that are in the relationship building domain. How do you see those strengths or themes reflected in your everyday life?
Yeah. So my top five Clifton strengths are woo, positivity, communication, includer, and maximizer. So my two relationship building themes are positivity and includer. For positivity, I just love to have fun at work. And I think that really comes through in just creating an environment where people feel like they can laugh and have a good time and take a wellness walk if they need to, in between, you know, their Zoom meetings or their in-person meetings, or maybe looking at a spreadsheet, right? I want people that even in kind of the nooks and crannies of their day to be able to feel like they can have fun at work. And I often get told that they know I'm in the office because they can hear me laugh. So I hope that's a legacy that I continue to live on, because that's something that's actually really near and dear to me, that I'm known that way. Also, I think it's great because I'm generally okay with change. As you well know, there is a lot of change in higher education all the time, depending on a number of factors. And I really can see the bright side of whatever change is going to happen. It may initially shock me, but then I can really put that positive lens on change. Just think of all the great things that could happen because of the change ahead. And lastly, for positivity, I love to recognize people. And maybe this is kind of a little bit of my includer as well, but I find it difficult to choose one person in our staff meetings to recognize, because I can see all the great work all of our staff is doing at one time. So those are just some of the ways that I see positivity, especially in the workplace. For includer, I love hearing the perspectives of other people and knowing other people's stories. I really can accept people pretty quickly, and I don't really need to know a ton about them just to accept them who they are as a person, but then I want to dive deeper once I know a little bit of what's on the surface. And then also, I tend to be the person in our staff meetings who says a lot like, have we thought about grad students? Have we thought about international students? How is this going to affect the staff? Or just wanting to make sure that we are thinking of all the different stakeholders and constituents that we may be affecting when we make big decisions.
That's great. I love that you're able to be so specific with your examples and finding ways, like, you referenced change, and you're right, there's change often. And so it's so great that you kind of can count on yourself to have that outlook that it's going to be okay and we're going to get through it and we're going to find ways to be successful with this new plan. So I love that. Thank you so much. What advice would you give someone that doesn't have any strengths in the relationship building domain in a situation that might actually call for relationship building?
That's a great question. I think the first thing I think of is that just because you don't have a relationship building strength in your top five doesn't mean that it's not in your top 10. I often find that my top five are really reflective of me at work, but some of my strengths and talents in my top 10 are kind of reflective of me holistically. So I really do think even if you have a relationship building talent in your top 10, you can kind of hone in on that strength to help you be successful in a situation that may require, relationship building as a talent. And I also think that you can use other strengths to connect to people. You don't just have to be a relationship builder to connect to people. You could use, for example, let me just think of one here. Maybe you use your competition strength to, create a competition in your office where you bring your team together and, do something fun, right? Like that, you can use your other talents that you have to create a community and a situation in which they may also be relationship building. Lastly, you can always be intentional. Just because you don't have a strength within your top five doesn't mean you cannot. You don't have the ability to hone in on a strength that's not in that top five. So, for example, I have all 34 of my strengths, and my last strength on the list is deliberative. And so I know maybe that's something that doesn't come, really naturally to me, but because I know that, I actually have the awareness to be like, okay, this situation requires that I take a little time to think through every situation, right? But just having the awareness that that's not in my top five makes me then feel like I can manage that a little bit, and not compensate for it, where I'm really honing in on those top five strengths to, make decisions and be successful in whatever I'm doing. But then I can manage those other strengths without, or that are beyond the top five.
I so appreciate you saying that. I think oftentimes when I interact with people who kind of focus on what they don't have, right? Like it's a great reminder that you offer, you can be intentional about all of these. This is not a conversation about limits, right? This is just about conversations that of strengths and talents that come naturally. So it doesn't mean that you can't offer something with more intentionality. So I really appreciate that point. What do you think you would offer someone as far as advice with a relationship building strength that are really trying to use it more purposefully and intentionally? How would you recommend they go about that?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that your top five really are like themes or talents that you do still have to develop, right? It's not just you have these top five and you're completely perfect in them and you never have to, develop those things in your life. You really do need to be intentional about developing those top five. So even if you have those strengths, really thinking through a situation in which, for example, what's the situation in which my includer might actually, bring some cohesiveness to this group? What's a situation in which my positivity might, bring some enthusiasm or some light to this situation? So I think you really can use those relationship building strengths to create cohesion. And I think it's also really important to remember that if you are kind of one of the only people in your team that has, a certain strength or a certain domain, like that is useful. That is unique, and people may actually turn to you to utilize those strengths when they need them. So I think embracing that and not feeling like you're kind of like the oddball out is really important.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. I love that, it is something that you can still do with intention, and you can't, it, so in your case, you can try to be more positive, or knowing that positivity is one of your strengths and knowing that other people look to you for that, you probably find other ways to include it, more naturally, but it's that, purposeful way to go about still including that that I really appreciate. So that's great. Any final thoughts on the relationship building? I know we've talked about a lot of different areas, but would love to hear if you have any kind of final thoughts on something maybe you have learned about yourself or something that you want to, spotlight within the relationship building domain.
I had the opportunity when I became an assistant director and started managing people to actually sit down with a certified strengths coach like yourself, Carrie, and to talk to them through how my strengths may interact with their strengths. And I found that conversation so enlightening. One thing she really drew on was that because I do have this positivity strength in my top five, in combination with also my maximizer strength, who always wants to do it, something a little bit better. Any like ideation that I have, anything that I say like, oh, we could do this and this and this, because I'm thinking of all the possibilities, could come off as, my supervisee thinking that they have to do that. That's a task they have to complete. And I just think that is so interesting. Like if you ever have a chance to talk to a certified strengths coach about how your own strengths interact with those around you, it was a really enlightening conversation. And highly recommend that experience.
Great. Well, that kind of leads me to segue into if anyone is curious to learn more about their strengths or some of the things that you even suggested, kind of how they interact with others and how to interact with a team. I would be happy to speak with anyone about that, and you can contact the Learning Organizational Development Department to set up a time to have those conversations. But Katie, we so appreciate your time here today. We really love all the work that you all are doing and would just be happy to continue to be partners with you. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. This was fun. I would do it again.
Thanks, Katie. Take care.
Bye.